6 Music.
Check. Give me that 808. I need to feel the 808. Yo, I'm back with an 808, cause I'm bossy.
But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass? Bass.
I'm Don Lewis. I live in California. I had something of importance to give to the creative people at Roland concerning the TR-808. I am a musician slash engineer slash technician. I'm really confused. I was about to graduate and my grandmother, who was a musician, she thought that I should go into music as a profession. And my high school counselor, she said, no, he has high aptitude in math and science, and he should be going into engineering. She says, we have enough black athletes and entertainers. We need some engineers. I didn't want to be pulled between the two. I just wanted to pull the two together. And the TR-808 was actually a dream of mine back in 1969 when I met the founder of Roland, and he built a rhythm unit called the Rhythm Ace. And I was using that as a part of my performances with a Hammond organ. He happened to be sitting in the audience and heard his instrument, but I had modified the rhythm patterns and some of the drum sounds. And after my performance, he came up and said, it looks like my rhythm unit, but it doesn't sound like it. And I opened it up and showed him my modifications I had made, and we became instant friends. From then on, I pressed him that I did not want to have a rhythm pattern that every time I wanted to change, I had to change a solder joint or I had to rewire a switch on the panel. I wanted a programmable rhythm unit. So it started really back in 1969 when I met him. 2 years later, I was invited to go to Japan by him and to advise him about his next machine. During that time, I met Tadao Kikumoto, who was the research and development director. We have become very good friends, and he was the guy who was the chief architect of the TR-808. And during the development, we had very close contact with him, and they invited me over to give them suggestions and to try it out. And so that's how it all evolved.
Ready, 1, 2, 3, 4.
One of the things that I discovered in the early drum machines, they would have what we call tremor pots inside the machine to tune the sound of the drum, inaccessible to the person who was using the drum machine. It was basically there to adjust in the factory. Well, I found that that was a disservice to me. I wanted to have a different sound depending on what type of music I was playing. The TR-808 basically allowed us to adjust the sounds right on the panel on the outside instead of being buried in the circuitry on the inside where the musician couldn't get to. And I think that was the magic there. And I loved that part. And that's where the hip-hop artist really took that to the next degree. It was a thunderous kind of rebellious sound that hip-hop was really about culturally, getting people's attention. When you hear that kind of a boom, it's like almost a muffled explosion of pent-up emotions that needed to get out. And so instead of being boom, it went boom. I don't know if you can call it just exclusively African-American, but making a way out of no way is something that we had to learn to live with the scraps from the table. And we had to learn to innovate and evolve because we wanted to exist. The fact that these producers found the 808 in pawn shops, and this sound was almost like a rebel call, a revolution. The fact that it came to them in a manner that they could afford. I mean, just think about what they were doing then. The hip-hop sound was that drum, but it was also an LP on a turntable. Those things were cheap. They couldn't get their hands on a Stradivarius, but they knew how to scratch on an LP with a needle. It's like that, and that's the way it is. And we're talking about right now the rhythm, and even in the way they rap in those lyrics, it was the rhythm. So it was all really about a primal part of our existence, the polyrhythms of Africa, swing, combined with all of the other things, is what I think was captivated and that you could do with the rhythm unit.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass them, drip, drip, drop. There
you go. This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Marianne Hobbs.